somebody died, what might be a pleasant, well, not pleasant, but maybe a veiled way of saying it, a polite way of rather coming.
Passed away?
Yeah. And have you heard any crude terms for it?
Kicked the bucket.
Yeah. And you might say, well, he died last week, but I don't know what he died. Okay. What do you call the place where people are buried?
Cemetery.
What do you call the thing they're buried in?
Coffin.
And what do you call the ceremony at a burial?
Intimate.
Or the, well, like, but you go to a
funeral.
Yeah. And people who are dressed in black, you say they are in
mourning.
And the man who takes care of the body is called the
undertaker.
And the vehicle that it's transported in?
Hearse.
And a building above ground that bodies are sometimes buried in?
Mausoleum.
Okay. If somebody's troubled, you might say, oh, it'll come out all right, don't
worry.
Okay. A disease of the joints is called?
Arthritis.
Or?
Rheumatism.
What is a very severe sore throat that children used to get before they had shots for it?
Strep throat.
It's worse than that, it would kill them. It'd choke.
Tonsillitis?
Diphtheria?
Yeah.
Is that in the
throat? Well, that's just how much I know about diphtheria.
Well, I'm glad it's better that we don't know anything.
Yeah.
About it. I mean, it's good. Right. It shows that it's gone. Yeah, I don't. Children get it just choked to death in the middle of the night. Okay, a disease that makes your skin turn yellow?
Yellow jaundice?
Mm-hmm. Excuse me. If you have a pain down here and you have to have an operation?
Appendix.
What's the
appendicitis.
Disease? Okay. You ever hear that called cramp collar?
No.
Okay, if you eat something that didn't agree with you and it came back up,
you would vomit.
Alright, any other terms?
Regurgitate.
Okay. Throw up?
Yeah.
Anything else? Okay. If a person did vomit, you'd say he was sick.
At his stomach.
Okay. If a boy meets a girl at a dance and he'd like to go home with her, he might say, may I
take you home?
And if he starts seeing her a lot, you might say he's doing what?
Dating her.
All right. How about courting her? Is that old-fashioned?
I think that's old-fashioned.
Okay. What do people call him? He is her?
Boyfriend.
Any other terms for that? All right, she is his?
Girlfriend.
Anything else for that? Okay. Supposing he asks her to marry him and she doesn't want him, what would you say she did to him?
Rejected him.
Alright, any, now, have you heard expressions for that? Like she
put him down?
Or gave him?
Gave him up?
Gave him the?
Gave him the air?
Yeah. How about gave him the sack or gave him the axe?
No.
Alright. Well, supposing that they did, and she did answer yes, she'd say, well, they went ahead and got
married.
Any cute ways of saying married?
Hitched?
Yeah. Okay. Have you heard of a noisy... After two people get married, I don't think they do this anymore, but the neighborhood kids would go around and bang on tin plates and make a noise and scream and holler. Okay, you ever heard of a shivery or a serenade? That type of serenade? Okay. I think they did that 100 years ago. We're not supposed to ask it anyway.
I'm surprised they didn't ask one question in there.
What's that?
Is after a boy and a girl becomes engaged, what is she, what is he?
Oh, like fiancé?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not in here. Okay. There used to be an Alka-Seltzer commercial where the guy said, I can't believe I ate the
whole thing.
What do you call it? A thing where young people like to go out in the evening and put on music and move around on the floor?
Dance? That's how.
You go to school again and...
Education.
After high school, some people go on to...
College.
All right. Years ago, children sat on benches at school. Now they sit...